Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast. In October, U.S. consumer confidence hit the highest point since February 2008, and the private sector businesses added more jobs than at any time in the last 8 months. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the U.S. economy added 171,000 jobs last month, 50,000 more than economists had expected. Figures were also revised upward for the previous 2 months, logging 84,000 additional jobs. An expanding body of research suggests people's moral compasses are active far earlier than previously thought. Young children and even babies demonstrate attributes such as generosity, empathy, and a sense of justice, indicating that humans seem to have an innate altruistic tendencies and are able to make moral choices at a remarkably young age. A new CBC documentary offers a fascinating exploration of this relatively new and growing area of research. Babies Born to Be Good follows the work of researchers in Canada, the U.S., and China as they test children's inherent abilities to distinguish right from wrong. 2012 has been the strongest year yet for the U.S. wind energy. The success of the federal production tax credit and wind energy's increased affordability are helping drive wind turbine installations to record levels in 2012, said the American Wind Energies Association. The U.S. wind industry in August for the first time surpassed 50,000 megawatts of total installed electrical generation capacity, enough to power 13 million homes. The U.S. is not just installing a record number of turbines, the nation now manufactures up to nearly 70% of the value of all equipment installed. Thanks in part to the government tax credit, which is set to expire at the end of the year, more than 40,000 wind turbines across the country can now produce enough electricity to power the equivalent of all the homes in Michigan, Ohio, Iowa, Colorado, and Nevada combined. America has added 4,728 megawatts of wind power so far this year, with another 8,430 megawatts currently under construction. And our top story for today, one of the most inspiring examples of neighbors helping neighbors around the New York City area in the wake of Hurricane Sandy is the emergence of ad hoc charging stations for people without power who need to charge their cell phones. From his blog, American Science, a professor at the Stevens Institute of Technology reported in Hoboken, New Jersey, on the neighborly phenomenon of sharing electricity, which he calls a social innovation. He says, "The neatest thing I've run across, we were walking down 11th Street and we saw that people with electricity had run extension cords out of their front windows to power strips on the sidewalk. People who don't have power are coming to these places to charge up their electronics and cell phones. We don't have riots here, it's just the opposite. If anything, you see real solidarity. Strangers are helping strangers. My colleagues and I check in on each other. The community has rallied." That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.